I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. All of the schools in Pueblo's District 60 will be closed today because of a strike by teachers and other staff. According to the Pueblo Chieftain, they're striking because of the district's decision not to give cost of living adjustments and other benefits. Teachers and paraprofessionals also say they feel underappreciated and undervalued by the district and want more voice in the budgeting process. In a release from the district, officials say they are disappointed about the situation and hope to resume normal school operations as soon as possible. The state Senate will now take up a bill that lets law enforcement get a court order to temporarily remove guns from mentally ill people who may pose a danger. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, it already passed the House.
The so-called red flag bill also lets family members get a court order to temporarily take someone's guns. Supporters say it could save lives. Democratic Representative Jenny Arndt of Fort Collins says her adult son has Asperger's, is obese, and has threatened suicide.
He's never wanted to hurt someone, but if he had a gun, he would have maybe shot himself. And if people had rushed him because he hadn't understood what was happening, and that's happened.
The measure is named after Zach Parrish, a former sheriff's deputy in Douglas County, who was killed by a mentally ill man law enforcement had had contact with. Most Republicans in the House oppose the bill, calling it a gun-grabber measure and a violation of the Second Amendment. The bill is expected to fail in the GOP-controlled Senate.
For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland.